Were there reports that the city might want to install 40 more red light cameras?
I think we should have them on every corner if we could.
And
using technology instead of having cops makes a lot of sense, and something that we, by because of the economics, really have to do. And it does show that they are very effective.
I guess the question, I had read that after a while...
Well, it depends where you read it, that's okay.
The people, after a while, know where the red light cameras are.
Well, if that were the case, the fines from red light cameras would be diminishing, and it's not. So just the evidence that you have says whoever wrote that doesn't know what they're talking about. I'm sure there's somebody, but if you know that there's a red light camera there and you stop rather than running through the light, isn't that what we like? So I hope they're right, although the evidence says so far they're wrong. But if they watch you on television, I know they're going to say, I'm never going to go through a red light again. And incidentally, if people didn't go through red lights, you'd save a lot of lives of elderly and of kids and that sort of thing.
That Albany will listen to your plea?
You could talk to Senator Squadron and Assemblyman Lentol right after this. Or Senator Golden's right here, a former police officer who certainly understands that we have to protect the lives of seniors in his district who get killed. It is seniors, all kidding aside, who, because I can tell you, as I get older, you don't hear as well, see as well, you don't react as quickly. And the disproportionate percentage of people that get hit from people running red lights are the seniors. Yes, sir.
Related question, what about speed cameras?
A lot of places are using these. Any place, whether we can fight this all we want, but the world, if you saw in the studio, is going towards using technology. We cannot afford to put a cop on every corner or a firehouse in every place. We have to find ways to do more with less. Firefighters train on how to get there quicker and get better notice and react faster once they get there, knowing what they're going to find. Same thing with police officers. You're going to have to do more with technology. We just can't afford to pay to have people do a lot of things that society needs done.
Expect to see speed cameras in the
city. I have no idea, but we'd certainly need Albany legislation, because we can't give a fine. We can't impose a fine without Albany acquiescing. We can put up cameras. And, in fact, you do see places where there's a sign that says you're going 30 miles an hour, speed limit's 20. But we can't fine you unless Albany agrees. That's the thing. We can put red light cameras on every single intersection. You just can't use them. Maybe what we should do is do it and start publishing in the paper who does it, and then a list of the senators and assemblymen who keep us from having cameras. And every time there's somebody hit, it would be nice to say, okay, assemblyman and senator so-and-so didn't think that person's life. This is our lives of our people we're talking about. This is not something cute. And we've got to do something about it. Last question.